This is What's at Risk on WBZ News Radio 1030 and WBZ.com with Mike Christian of Risk Strategies Company.
Hi, I'm Mike Christian, and welcome to a special holiday edition of What's at Risk. We're interested in what you're thinking about. Send us an email at whatsatrisk@risk-strategies.com and let us know what's on your mind. Tonight's show is sponsored by Chubb Insurance Company. Who insures you doesn't matter until it does. Financial strength and exceptional claim service are Chubb's key differentiators to its policyholders.
Just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos.
We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. That was Winston Churchill. And Albert Einstein added, "The value of a man resides in what he gives and not in what he is capable of receiving." And Lao Tzu, "He who obtains has little. He who scatters has much." And from my favorite, Coach Johnny Wooden, "You can't have a perfect day without doing something for someone who will never be able to repay you."
Although it's been said many times, in a way, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
From all of us on the staff of What's at Risk, we want to wish you and your families happy holidays and the hopes for a little less risk in 2011.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
In our first segment tonight, we'll speak with Cammy Walker, a woman who, despite enduring the challenges associated with MS, has made a career of giving to others. Then in our second segment, we'll talk to the New York Times best-selling author Robert Wright. Robert will give us his insights on religion and expand on the concepts presented in his new book, The Evolution of God.
But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Cammy Walker was in her early 30s, living in San Francisco with her fiancé, immersed in a job she found challenging but enjoyable. Aside from the occasional tingling and numbness in her limbs, and fatigue that several doctors swore was just stress, she loved her life. But a mere months after her wedding, these symptoms became unbearable. She lost the use of her hands, then her vision in one eye. What seemed like thousands of tests later, she was told that she had multiple sclerosis, an incurable neurological condition that can leave sufferers completely immobilized. 2 years after her diagnosis, Cammy found herself depressed, sleepless for days on end, in constant pain, and falling back into an addiction to prescription drugs that she had been fighting for years. The night before she went into the hospital for an 8-day detox, she called an old friend, Mabali, a South African medicine woman whom Cammy hoped would comfort her in her self-pity. Instead, Mabali offered this advice: stop thinking about yourself, stop dwelling on your pain, and start giving away 29 gifts in 29 days.
Giving that heaven away. Giving
had never shied away from alternative medicine, acupuncture, massage therapy, hypnotherapy, but even she was skeptical about Mabali's prescription. She needed to focus on her own recovery, and living on disability payments, she certainly didn't have the resources to go around giving things to others. When a new series of medical treatments didn't help her symptoms, Cami thought, why not? In 29 Gifts, she chronicles her giving cycle and explains how it altered her perception of her situation. Whether listening to an upset friend, giving a bigger-than-average tip to a street performer, or helping others with MS develop business plans to fit their new lives, Cami found that even small gifts humbled and revitalized her. The giving cycle couldn't cure her condition, but she was no longer too tired or too bitter to live her life.
In the spirit of giving in,
on day 29, Cami decided to give the gift of giving to the world by launching 29gifts.org. Since then, more than 5,000 people have signed up for the 29-day giving challenge online. Together, they have raised money to feed children in Africa, help people pay for expensive but necessary surgeries, and funded humanitarian missions throughout the world. What was once a personal journey has now become a worldwide movement that has impacted thousands.
Overcome with the holiday spirit. Mark says the herald angels won't hear it. And remember the wolves that you run with our wolves. Don't forget.
Speaking with Cami Walker, the author of 29 Gifts, How a Month of Giving Can Change Your Life. You've had quite a ride the last couple of years. Tell us what it was like to first hear about that diagnosis of multiple sclerosis.
My first reaction was definitely, well, shock and fear, mainly because I didn't know a lot about MS at the time. I didn't understand that there are many different types of MS and it progresses differently with each person and there's different symptoms with each person. But I was 2006 and I had just gotten married and we came back from our honeymoon and like 3 weeks later I woke up and I had my hands were kind of paralyzed sort of, and then I lost my vision in my right eye and I was diagnosed with MS. That's where things started anyway.
Right.
My disease progressed quickly and within 2 years I really wasn't able to get out of bed much. I had a lot of chronic pain and I was always very fatigued and was having problems walking. So things moved fast for me.
And then you got some advice from a friend that set you down a much different path.
Yeah. She's actually a spiritual mentor of mine, so a little more than a friend, you know. But I called her the night before I was going into a hospital stay. I was in the hospital many times over a few months. I was going in for an 8-day stay, and I called her to have a little pity party, you know. And she stopped me immediately and was like, Cami, you've got to stop thinking about yourself. And my reaction was kind of, well, who else am I supposed to think about right now, you know?
Right.
I'm sick. I don't know how to not think about myself right now, given the physical condition of my body, you know? And then she said, oh, I have a prescription. I want you to give away 29 gifts in 29 days.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. She's South African, right?
She's South African.
Is that a custom there?
Well, she was trained in the type of, I mean, she has a PhD in integrative medicine, but she also, you know, has worked a lot with melanoma. Patrice Somme, who's a shaman, very well-known African shaman who lives in the United States. she's not really sure how it originated, but she thinks it's actually a ritual that was created by either Maladoma or one of his students as a tool for the Western world.
Did you think it was crazy at first? Did you start doing it right away? Or?
No. Yeah. I was like, I thought that's nuts. But
right.
Things got worse after the hospital stay and it better. And then I got up one night to write my journal, and I opened my journal, and it was like straight to the page that I had written a note that night that said, give away 29 gifts in 29 days. So that in that moment, I decided to do it. And then my first gift was that morning. I made a supportive phone call to a friend who also lives with MS. And all of my gifts were simple things, and that's something that Mbali stressed, is that you want to be like just going through your day and looking for opportunities to offer something to another person, you know?
Right.
And extending yourself and just like stepping out of your own story. And it's going to shift your thinking around your illness.
Right.
So I did the first gift and I felt happy. I felt happier. And I noticed that was the first time I'd felt happy in like a long time. I've been very depressed for a long time. And I had a few like very serendipitous things happen that day, and I became a convert, and I decided, well, I'm going to follow through. I'm going to actually do this every day for 29 days.
So did you plan out the gifts, or did they just happen sort of spontaneously as you're open
to
doing that?
My impulse was to plan out the gifts because I'm a total control freak, you know?
Right.
But I think that's part of the point of it, is it's more about like being conscious and mindful of others as you're out through your day. And noticing where you can be of service in some way. That's the way I approach it. I don't really plan it.
Right.
I think some people do. There's no right or wrong way to do it, I don't think.
Sure.
No. I mean, in the book, there's a chapter from Mbali that gives guidance on how to approach this ritual, kind of, like, from what state of mind and how to, whatever. And it's something that I would say is good to read, like if you're interested in trying the 29 Day Giving Challenge and being involved in the online community, is to at a minimum read the last chapter of the book if you don't want to read my story, you know.
Right. Well, I think you got to start with your story.
The first part of the book is a memoir of my first 29 days.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gold rings,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree, and a partridge in a pear tree.
There's a riot. Two of us hiding our Christmas gifts like we're a couple of kids, and we couldn't wait to see them until tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
What are you giving me?
If you would only display a little generosity, a Christmas bonus, a few gifts.
I refuse to commercialize Christmas just to kowtow to my pampered employees.
From the December 16th, 1966 edition of Time Magazine, and an essay entitled The Art of Giving. Giving has never been easy, as the Magi, those first Christmas givers, discovered when they arrived with offerings fit for a king, only to find a babe lying in a stable. Still, in the early centuries following that birth, giving was relatively simple. It meant giving up, a giving away of oneself or one's worldly goods. The matter grew more complex under the Protestant ethic, when gifts were bestowed as a reward or incentive for good behavior.
We said we were going to be creative this year and make gifts instead of spending a lot of money Christmas shopping.
Well, I know we said it. I just didn't know we meant it.
I can't believe anybody would celebrate a holiday where a jolly prowler breaks into your house and leaves gifts.
Saint Nick was long depicted as a scrawny saint who carried presents in one hand and birch rods in the other. But the art of giving grows most difficult in this permanent holiday age of affluence. What, in short, does one give in the society that has everything? Giving to the really needy has become depersonalized. For the rest, it is all too often a compulsion.
I got you and Leonard a few silly neighbor gifts, so I'll just put them under my tree.
Wait! You bought me a present?
Uh-huh.
Well, why would you do such a thing?
I don't know, because it's Christmas.
Oh, Penny, I know you think you're being generous, but the foundation of gift-giving is reciprocity. Like, you haven't given me a gift. You've given me an obligation.
The time of gift-giving is a time of reckoning, said Alvin Goldman. We reckon up where we stand and whom we wish to remain tied to. The giver not only has the anxiety of trying to guess what the recipient would like, but also the added anxiety of projecting a suitable image of himself. Today, the gift of time is perhaps the most important, even if it is ritualized. Any society needs rituals. The true gift of the Magi was not the myrrh, frankincense, and gold, but the time and trouble they took to bring them. The effort, and its modern-day equivalent of ours, can also be a testimony of concern, also a gift of self.
Young child, his mother by night,
we're speaking with Cammy Walker, the author of 29 Gifts.
So the biggest benefit, at least from what I can gather, is just really taking the focus off of yourself, ourselves, and really looking out.
Which is just a very basic spiritual principle that many of us forget commonly.
And then you went on, you took it far beyond the 29 days and really inspired.
I was pretty inspired by the changes that happened in my life. So I launched 29gifts.org, which is basically a social network, like an online community, and the members... You sign up, you commit to give away 29 gifts in 29 days, and you document your experience in some way. Some people use blogs, which are part of the site. Some people use video, which can be uploaded on the site, or audio clips. And then others use visual medium and upload photographs of or scans of work they're doing. So it's quite a site.
And how many people belong to the community now?
I haven't checked my numbers today, but yesterday we were over 6,500 people in 38 countries.
I know you wrote the book, and that has just come out recently, right?
Yes, the book has been out for 4 weeks, and we just recently, we've been talking about maybe working on a movie with a production team in Hollywood, so that could be fun. Something new that might come up this very unexpected, just like everything else that's come of it.
All right. So what happens at the end of 29 days, your first 29 days? Do you just repeat it again and again?
That's how I do it. I just start counting over. But some people don't. Some people just continue just counting, and they want to, I noticed yesterday that someone had posted day 365, my first year, the end
right.
of my first year, and then told the story of what had happened that day.
Suppose if you got the whole world focused on 29 and 29 and 29, it would be a much better planet, wouldn't it?
I don't think it would hurt us any.
Yeah, that's for sure. So what are some of the more unique gifts that you've seen on the site from people
goodness.
Giving?
One woman, Lubat is her name, and she actually has stage 4 breast cancer, but she has been doing she calls it Operation Smiley Face, where she makes these little embroidered happy faces, and she wants for the holiday season, she wants to deliver little gift packages to, kids who are in hospitals or whatever and, can't really have Christmas. So we're kind of supporting that as a community this month and it's an interesting idea for her. You know, she hand makes a lot of the things that she takes in,
right,
and then puts together packages and helps cheer up the kids. It's called Operation Smiley Face.
Yeah, that's tremendous. So I assume you derive a lot of energy and joy from what you've set in motion here, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's humbling on many levels. You know, like when I see someone reading the book, I'm just like, wow, it's kind of a fascinating shift to become suddenly someone people want to listen to or read or whatever, you know.
But it's obviously
getting something to get used to.
Sure. Obviously a message that resonates with people, though.
I think right now this message is really, you know, people need any kind of message of hope in general. And that's really what this book is about. It's about faith and hope, you know.
Right. What's next for you? You mentioned the movie. Are there more books?
We're thinking about doing a few more books, actually, in the 29 Gifts series that would do collections of essays. But we haven't, like, officially signed contracts on that yet. And there's a few other ideas coming down the pipe. We are also launching a gift line, like a product line, that offers a lot of interesting, mostly, like, very pretty eco-friendly and generally socially conscious products, you know, that make good gifts themselves.
Okay.
Even though we encourage people to not put their focus on material gifts, it's, like, still nice to give something wrapped up to someone once in a while. You know what I mean?
Well, Cammie, did we miss anything?
I don't think so, as long as you're happy.
Yes, I'm happy. I think your story is very inspiring, and I think I'll go out and give something to somebody right now. But
okay.
So what's the website, Cammie?
You can go to 29gifts, the number 29, gifts.org. That's our community site where you can sign up and commit to the 29-Day Giving Challenge. There are some free little resources up there, like a 29-day giving calendar if you're like someone who just wants to write notes about what you're doing, because it is important to document your experience in some way,
right,
even if it's not like publicly with the community. And it's good to be able to get support from people, because you're going to inevitably, the website really exists because there are days where we all need a little inspiration or an idea, you know.
Well, this is a great thing that you've started, Cammie. We really appreciate the time. We've been speaking with Cammie Walker, the author of 29 Gifts. Thanks so much, and best wishes to you in the future.
Merry Christmas, season's greetings, and a happy new year. I am leaving. Thanks for the roses, the Hershey kisses, for the song that I write. It's going to be a silent night.
Time for a CBS News update. We'll be right back with more What's at Risk.